Welcome to Real Talk About Real Estate.
What is it with men and asking for directions?
A weekly conversation about buying, building, listing, and financing real estate. With your hosts, Joe Daniel and John Wallace.
Let's catch up, huh?
Yeah, let's
catch up. I got a real estate deal. I'm taking it to a final walkthrough, you know.
Okay.
Brought to you by CMG Financial.
Delighted to meet you. Overjoyed, enraptured, entranced. Are we ready? Yes. Good.
CMG Financial, NMLS number 1820, an equal housing lender.
I've been in this house before. I know the lady who owns it.
Yeah, I liked her. She gave me a real good deal for the summer.
Questions can be sent to RealTalk at WSJM.com. Now, here are John and Joe.
Welcome back to Real Talk About Real Estate. Joe's laughing already. John Wallace in the studio. Joe Daniel with Philip Friedman, who is the superintendent for Lakeshore Public Schools. Came to Lakeshore in 2013 after serving for 10 years as a classroom teacher and then a middle school principal for 13 years and an assistant superintendent for 2 years over in the Detroit area. Married to the teacher across the hall in 1990. Two sons who have graduated from college, moved on to their careers. Phil has degrees, a specialist degree in education administration from Oakland University, Master's in Education Administration from Wayne State University, and he's a Go Blue boy, a Bachelor's in Political Science from the University of Michigan in Dearborn. M. Go Blue. Phil, welcome to Real Talk About Real Estate.
Thanks for having me here.
And, you know, folks go, wait a second, you're supposed to be talking about houses and financing homes and those kind of things, but school districts play a critical role in where people decide to move their families. And of course, the Lakeshore School District in so many ways is absolutely outstanding. And we'll talk about that later. Tell us a little bit more about that. Did you grow up in the Detroit area?
I did. I grew up in a small town called Garden City, which is kind of the third ring out in suburbs from Detroit. My parents grew up in Detroit. My grandparents were in Detroit. So I spent a lot of my time on the streets of Detroit as a kid. I still love Detroit.
Sang backup for Gladys Knight and the Pips.
Oh, you don't want to hear me sing. I'm sure they people pay me not to sing. So, but when I started changing my career, having a family, I moved out to Canton, which is about halfway between Detroit and Ann Arbor. Large school district there. My kids went through the Plymouth Canton School District. We had 18,000 kids in that district.
What?
And when I came out here to Lakeshore, they said, "Oh, you're in one of the big districts." And I always had a big smile on my face because there's a big difference between 18,000 kids in a district and 2,800 kids in a district. But
man, I was born and raised in Berrien County, and Lakeshore and comparatively St. Joe are the huge districts of Berrien County. 18,000 kids in one spot?
18,000 kids. We had at one point 26 school buildings in the district. There's three high schools on one campus there. It's a neat model. My kids thrived there. They did very well there. And I got to tell you, if you were to take the kids from Lakeshore and the kids from Plymouth Canton and throw them in a bag and shake them and spill them out, you wouldn't tell what kid is what kid. It's a great school district there, and I was very lucky to land my feet there as part of my career, and it equally lucky to land my feet here in Lakeshore as well.
And this is how small the state overall is, really, even though we're kind of rural and spread out here and there. I have a teacher in the Canton School District who's buying her first house over in Canton right now, and then I have another husband and wife team who live in Canton full-time, and they're buying up in Muskegon, a vacation property. So, you know, we get that. It's not only folks who move over here to go to work, but folks who go, hey, you know, there are great second homes over here, and it's a great place to get away to. How did you come to Lakeshore from the Detroit area, and how does your family enjoy this area in comparison?
That's a couple of good questions. First of all, when I was in the Plymouth Canton School Districts, I was a principal for 13 years, as you pointed out, and I put some time in as an assistant superintendent as well. Kind of went over to the board office and worked for them, kicking and scratching a little bit because it was, I loved being a middle school principal. Then
you like abuse?
Yeah, it's kind of you gotta be a little bit off to love the spending the time at the middle school. In my career, I spent 25 years almost at the middle school.
Yeah, I have a son who's just graduated from Central and is looking for a middle school social studies history position currently, and I have a lot of sympathy for folks who can put up with middle schoolers.
Well, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. I miss it. I miss it every day. I hang out at our middle school quite a bit, and kids will see me walking through the hallway there quite a bit because I love that age group of kids. They're in transition. You could still spend a lot of time molding them and getting them to do the things you want to do. And so that was great. So I ended up going to assist. We had some changeover in the leadership in the district over there. So I went to assist at the central office they had over there as an assistant superintendent. And then about that time, going way back in my life, the guy who was the assistant principal when I was a senior class president way back in high school in Garden City is one of the top recruiters in the state of Michigan for superintendents. So I get a call from his organization and says, hey, it's about time you start looking at superintendencies, and we have one we think fits very well for you. I actually was on my way when I got that phone call to a second interview in another district for a superintendency that I was also told I'd be a good fit for. And I said, you guys know where I'm heading here? And they said, yeah, you're on your way to a second interview, but we're kind of hoping you don't get that job. Thank you very much. Because we really think that this would be the better fit for you. And I can't imagine having landed my feet in a spot that was a better fit for me than here in Lakeshore. I think I brought to the table what they needed. And again, it was exactly a match for me when it came to what my skill set was. So
now, how long have you been superintendent again at Lakeshore?
Just finished my fifth year. So I'm moving into my sixth year as superintendent.
And we usually save the heavy questions for later, but you said you think your skill set aided to what the district needed at that time. So 2013, what did the district need then?
Well, the district had gone through some leadership changes at that time. And that's always a struggle to go through leadership changes. And because of that, there was some questioning, I think, going on by the people that were in Lakeshore about what direction is the district going? And are we moving in the direction we'd always assumed that we would be moving? Are we getting better at what we do? So my job was simply to come in here and remind the Lakeshore community and the Lakeshore staff and the Lakeshore students about all the great things that were Lakeshore, about the proud traditions that were there, and to help focus us in a direction that would help us improve on a regular basis. So we went off on a marketing campaign not long after I got here, and people say, well, you're on a marketing campaign to sell your district. And I think it was more to sell it to our internal public, to get us all on the same page, to give us some common language, to brag about our district a bit. And so that helped us get our feet back under us. And since then, we've been able to accomplish a whole lot because, again, we've got everybody on the same page. We've got everybody feeling pretty good about themselves. And we've, again, been able to implement some programs because we have the capacity to do that with the pride and the strong will of the people that I work with.
Yeah, it's always difficult in any organization if the constituents, and say the residents in the community, and the customers, the students, and then the staff and team employees are not all on the same page. When Lakeshore does have a great story to tell. So we'll start telling that story next. We're talking with Philip Freeman, the superintendent of Lakeshore Public Schools, with Joe Daniels and John Wallace, and we'll be right back.
That was a super smooth segue, sir.
Was it?
And that was a lot of alliteration in one sentence, but
I've been up since 4 a.m. again. Usually my tongue starts to twist there.
Usually you start to sound drunk about that, and then you start to be drunk like 2 hours from now.
No. 5 hours from now.
Okay.
You're listening to Real Talk About Real Estate, brought to you by CMG Financial on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
Hey, girl, you coming to the housewarming party next weekend?
Absolutely.
Wait, you guys bought a house?
I thought you said you were going to save up, and it was going to take a while.
It was, but then we found out about Home Fund Me from CMG Financial in St. Joe. We were able to raise our down payment a lot faster than we thought.
No way!
What was that called again? Home Fund Me. That's H-O-M-E, fundme.com. The website tells you everything you need to know.
So this Home Fund Me thing is from CMG Financial?
What's CMG Financial?
They're a mortgage company. That's all they do. So they're really, really good at it. Their office is in downtown St. Joe.
Awesome. I'm going to check them out.
Copyright 2018 CMG Financial. All rights reserved. CMG Financial is a registered trade name of CMG Mortgage Incorporated. NMLS number 1820 in most, but not all states. CMG Mortgage Incorporated is an equal opportunity lender. To verify our list of state licenses, please visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org.
Tired of renting? Visit cmgfi.com or call 269-932-0577.
You're listening to Real Talk About Real Estate, brought to you by CMG Financial on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
Welcome back to Real Talk About Real Estate. Joe Daniels, John Wallace in the studio. It is the superintendent for Lakeshore Public Schools, the Lancers, Philip Freeman. Phil, we'll do this once real quick and get it out of the way because athletics is part of the three A's that you focus on there. Congratulations to the baseball team again on a second state championship. That was an outstanding feat.
We're very proud of our kids. That doesn't happen very often. It doesn't happen very often that you get back-to-back championships.
Well, and no.
It's just amazing.
I hate to be that guy
to
not relish in the moment. Two-peat sounds cool, but three-peat makes a lot more sense when you say it out loud. So I think you've got some work in front of you.
We've got a lot of pressure on our kids.
Well, and there's some seniors who graduated in that off of that team, too. But the program, and it's not just the success of the baseball team most recently. The basketball teams, the tennis teams, the football teams, of course, have all had good, solid success for many years.
You know, many schools have a single program that they can brag about. We've got many programs that we can brag about across all different level. Some individual sports things, wrestling. I mean, Bruce Bittenbender's been there since the beginning of time. He's fantastic.
1902, I think.
It's pretty close to that. Fantastic coach, helps to build character in our kids, but also took our team back to the top eight in the state this last year and had an individual state champ and several other state place finishers, so we're very proud of that.
Girls softball has been to the state championship several times in recent years.
That's a good story, too, because I had come to Lakeshore in 2013, and we're getting to the spring, and our girls qualify for the quarterfinals of the state tournament, and I'm sitting up in the bleachers, and a guy sits next to me, and he just kind of nudges me, and he says, you know, every time we've gotten a new superintendent, we've won the softball state championship. And I thought, oh, please,
that's
just win
pressure
this year. I don't want to be run out of town after my first year. And they pulled it off. They won a state championship that year. That feels really good. You know, people patted me on the back and said, good job. And I was still like, what did I have to do with that?
Yeah. Sometimes, Phil, showing up is all you need to do.
You know what? And I think that's what I like to do, too. Yeah, I like to be supportive of our programs, whether it's athletics or other extracurricular programs as well. And showing up is really important to our kids. When you show up to a swim meet, when you show up to a wrestling match, when you show up to a cross-country meet, not a lot of fans showing up there. It means a great deal to the kids, and it's important to me. I was an athlete as a kid, and I was a minor sport athlete. You know, you guys looking at me know that I wasn't the center on the basketball team or a lineman on the football team.
Linebacker?
Either. Yeah. I ran cross country and wrestled in high school. And so, you know, I have a deep place in my heart for those kids that are part of the minor sports. But again, we're very proud of our traditions. I think what we're most proud of, though, is, you know, there's a lot of trophies in our showcase, but developing the character of our kids through athletics is very important to what we do. And we're very proud of how our kids turn out after being part of those programs.
Yeah, I mentioned the three A's, so athletics, we'll let that one go and save that for Phil McDonald and the sports talk shows. Academics is outstanding at Lakeshore, and I have several friends who, because I'm older, Phil.
Yes, you
Joe.
Are. Is that what you're waiting for? That's
I was trying to remember your name. See, the brain's going already.
The Alzheimer's is
but whose,
hitting hard.
Whose children, for instance, graduated out of Mathnasium with math skills and achieved great scholarships to colleges because of the academics and the pre-college or the co-op classes. It's not co-op. What do we call it when you get high school and college credit at the same time?
We have a dual enrollment
dual
program.
Dual enrollment. Yep. Have done very well coming out of, again, the STEM programs that Lakeshore has.
Well, and again, as I talked about, one of the things that was very important to us when I got here was that we don't just rest on our laurels, that we continue to try to improve. And even though we've been ranked in the top 5% of the state by U.S. News and World Report, something we're very proud of, there's a lot of factors that they don't take into account. You know, for a school our size, we have about 900 kids at our high school. We offer a huge number of advanced placement courses for our kids. The Math Science Center, as you pointed out, is a very rigorous program that prepares many of our kids for college, if that's a direction they want to go in. We've also added a STEM program, science, technology, engineering, and math. Mm-hmm. We are using a program called Project Lead the Way, and that is one of the most highly recognized STEM programs in the country. In fact, our students that are going through that program are earning college credit through that program already. And I'm not talking about college credit that's going to be picked up by, you know, a couple universities. We're talking about college credit that's going to be recognized by Purdue, MSU, Michigan.
Michigan.
Yes. So we're very proud
Maybe
of that
Maybe not
as
Michigan
well.
State.
Well, you know, that's...
Oh, shots fired.
I got to be careful. I've got a lot
Notre
of family
Dame?
Members from there.
Yeah.
That's even harder for me to say. But Notre Dame's been very supportive of our programs here and have given us opportunities to utilize some of the resources at Notre Dame to bolster our programs as well. So we're very proud of our academic program that we have. As you said, we're sending kids off to some of the top universities in the country. I think that's really important to say, but I also want to say that, you know, we're preparing kids at all levels through all the different programs that we have.
You mentioned, for instance, when we were talking STEM or the math program, for if students were going on to college, and a lot of students these days, whether it's for family reasons or just in general interest reasons, aren't necessarily doing that, or they're just going to get a two-year kind of associate's degree and that's all.
Mm-hmm.
And you still have programs that help students no matter what their career path goal is at this point.
Yeah, and that's very important to us. We offer opportunities for students to explore and to make some good decisions before they go off into the college world or the work world. You know, I tell you, making a bad decision can be very costly. Having to change mm-hmm. your majors in college, having to spend some money on tuition and pick up some student debt, which is very difficult because you weren't sure about what you wanted to do, but were told, hey, I've got to go off to college. So we have we try to offer as many opportunities for students to explore. And even if they've made a decision about the direction they're going, offer opportunities for them to start preparing in that direction. You know, a perfect example of that is our career technical education programs that we offer right in the Lakeshore building, which I think are fantastic. We offer welding. We have one of the top welding programs in the state. We just added machine tooling a couple of years ago, which helps our students, but also helps the local economy. People are lined up at our door saying, hey, get this. I used to say it's a pathway. Now they say we need a pipeline. We need to move kids through these programs even faster because we need them in the work world very quickly. We offer an autos program, a woodworking program, CAD-CAM program. We have a marketing program.
I know you're not a college, but I didn't pick up on a lot of these what I'll call man skills when I was a kid. Can I go back to high school? Can I, Billy Madison this thing, go back to high school and learn some of those?
Well, Joe, I think it's really interesting that you bring that up because that's one of the things we're looking at further down the road is how do we have great facilities that were supported by our community through our bonds, and they're second to none when it comes to what's a standalone high school. You might see things like this in a CTE center program in some of the counties, but for a standalone high school, our facilities are fantastic. But they're also sitting idle in the evening and during the summers. How can we better utilize that to support further learning or bringing adults back into the work world or just offering people an opportunity to come in and use a shop so they don't have to go out and buy expensive tools? So we're looking into those opportunities, again, because we see ourselves as being the center of the community and supporting not just the students that are, you know, pre-kindergarten through 12th grade, but how can we support other people that are trying to learn as well?
Well, and those kind of centers, when you're talking about welding and the tool and die, for instance. I mean, up around from my parents in Grand Rapids, there was a Kent Skills Center that did all those things, and it got shut down a number of years ago. Well, the manufacturers need it brought back up to life, and it's not there. And we don't have, like some other much larger communities, a single, for instance, Bering County RESA tech center that teaches auto mechanics and, again, CAD-CAM, tool and die, and welding, electricians, plumbing. Mm-hmm. Those skills are highly needed. Those are great paying jobs. How old was a plumber that just came to your house, Joe? He's 64?
No, he was, I didn't ask him how old he was, but he couldn't have been a lick over 30. I mean, he was a younger guy.
Because usually, I mean, you know, that's a set of industries like my industry where, and in your industry too, social studies teachers, for instance, in general, and then average around the state, have been on the job for 25 to 30 years. So they're not far away from retiring if we don't have the replacement trainees, whatever the field is, coming up underneath them. Then we're going to be going, yeah, I'd like to get my car fixed, but it's a 2-week wait.
Right. Well, I think I have to say that I'm very glad that the pendulum started to swing the other way. Garden City, where I said I grew up, was a blue-collar town. Mm-hmm. Most of the kids I grew up with walked across the street and worked for
GM.
Chrysler, GM. And so I was the odd one of the odd ones out that went off to college. But I'm glad to see it go back in that direction. Not only does it support the local economy, but talking about student debt. Kids going off to college that are walking out of college with all this debt. Art welders can walk out of our program and make $35,000 to $45,000 a year right out of high school. Have and no student
2 years
debt.
After that, they're going to be at $80,000 a year generally.
And they very quickly move up that scale. But they're also being sent to further training and even college, and that's being paid for by the companies that are sending them there.
So. Right, because they need the workers.
Absolutely.
We're talking to Philip Freeman, the superintendent for Lakeshore Public Schools. Joe Daniels, John Wallace. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Real Talk About Real Estate, brought to you by CMG Financial on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
If you're thinking about buying a new home, experience extraordinary at CMG Financial for your new mortgage. CMG Financial is a national mortgage leader and the only approved lender for Home Fund Me to help you crowdfund your down payment. For more information, visit homefundme.com.
Whether you need a conventional, FHA, USDA, or VA loan,
CMG Financial has all of those options and more for home buyers and homeowners who need to refinance.
If you're thinking about buying a new home, experience extraordinary at CMG Financial for your new mortgage.
Striving to close in 21 days or less for every customer, every time. CMG Financial. 800 Port Street, downtown St. Joe. Your new home awaits with CMG Financial.
Copyright 2018, CMG Financial, always reserved. CMG Financial is a registered trademark of CMG Mortgage Incorporated, NMLS 1820 in most but not all states. CMG Mortgaging is an equal opportunity lender. To verify our list of state licenses, please visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org.
Come experience extraordinary in mortgage lending at CMG Financial today.
You're listening to Real Talk About Real Estate, brought to you by CMG Financial on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
Welcome back to Real Talk About Real Estate. Joe Daniel, John Wallace. Notice, Joe, I didn't say Daniels. I did say Daniel.
Wow. It only took you 3 months to learn my name.
Yeah, well,
I'm
wait,
so
I mean,
proud
wait
of you.
Wait, later on in the show, I'll say it wrong.
John's growing up before my very eyes.
Philip Freeman is the superintendent of Lakeshore Public Schools. We were talking about some of the other programs besides the heavy academics heading to college programs. And by the way, the district's really glad you went to college, too, when you were growing up in Garden City. But normally, of course, every year, Lakeshore is a school of choice school, but it's so popular that this year you've filled all those slots already.
We opened up our enrollment to school of choice this year, and we very quickly filled up the spots that were available. We have some grade levels where we still have a waiting list for students to get in. We have to look at our enrollment. Again, the object of school of choice is to offer opportunities for students. But at the same time, for us, there is a financial component of that as well. If we have empty seats, you know, our students, as much as I hate to say this, our students bring money with them.
Right.
That's how we fund ourselves. And so if we have empty seats in our classroom and we can bring in the funds, support the students that want to have an opportunity to learn in Lakeshore and also not raise our class sizes too high, then it's a win-win for everybody.
Well, and your teaching staff, having been in the area for me since 94 and financed a number of them, is very stable over the years. Teachers come into the Lakeshore School District, and unless they're leaving for an administrative job in another district somewhere, they don't tend to go anywhere.
We've been very blessed with a great staff there. Our veteran staff and even the young staff, as we're continuing to hire, as some of that evolves, we draw some of the best teachers that are out there that want to come here. And sometimes I feel bad because we steal some of the better teachers from some of the other districts in the state because they want to land their feet in this great spot we call Lakeshore as well.
Oh, the other side of the state, you can take all you want. I like that Detroit's four hours away, you know. I'd prefer to run it over to Chicago. But academics, athletics, the arts programs at the school are outstanding as well.
Our arts programs are incredible. You know, I came from a district that consistently won state championships in marching band. And the great thing is that since I've come here, 3 of the 5 years that I've been here, our band has won the state championship, and they haven't won one in the district I left since I left. I don't know what end of a horn to blow in, so I can't help at all with that except to be a cheerleader on the side.
We were going to ask you to sing later on.
Oh, no, that's not going to happen.
But, yeah, I was going to have you sing the Lancer fight song. It seemed appropriate.
That would scare people away. I don't know that anyone would even recognize it if I was singing it.
Right.
So, our band band program, our instrumental music program is fantastic. It's been that way. It's been a tradition for a long time. They've won 3 of the last 5. They've won 6 of the last, I think, 8 state championships, 8 or 9 state championships. And that's no easy task. You know, there's a lot of bands that don't even participate going towards the state championship. And it's a pretty big deal. The competition is at Ford Field in Detroit, and it is a big deal. These students.
It's a spectacle.
Absolutely.
Sure.
Those kids work as hard as any kid I've seen in any activity as well. But our choral program is phenomenal. We have one of the top-rated chorus programs in the state. We also have, in the performing arts, we host the Berrien County Dancers. Our dance facility that was built with bond money supports dancers from all the districts in the county that want to come to learn about dance.
And the auditorium is tremendous and beautiful. You generally have a musical every year, and a lot of times children's music workshop in the summer, and some other folks in through the winter will use the auditorium as well.
Again, being a community school and being the center of the community, I think it's important for us to have those types of things that draw people in. And the musicals are fantastic. I love musicals. Again, can't sing, but I think life should be a musical. It is the work that goes into that is incredible to do a musical and, you know, to do things. They did The Music Man, you know, talk about having 100 kids on stage at one time and being able to put on a production like that is just fantastic.
Yeah.
It's hard to believe because they make it look so easy. Yeah, by the time you're done.
And the parents and the boosters who are helping them do that, because I know what it costs to put on a high school musical, and it's not an inexpensive thing, particularly if you've got costuming for 100 students, you know.
Right. We have to be very creative. I want a little shout out to our Lakeshore Excellence Foundation who helps support that and many of the other programs that we have in our district. We wouldn't be who we are without the Excellence Foundation, but they support that on an annual basis with funds to make that a reality. And then another thing, too, you know, we talked about performing arts, and I know I'm going to miss something and I'm going to hear about it from somebody. But our visual arts program is fantastic as well. We've been, the students that have come through that program have earned over $300,000 in scholarships just over the last couple of years. Many of those full ride scholarships to the top art institutions in the country. What more could you want for your kid? You know, I know if someone says, hey, Dad, I want to be an art teacher, I want to go into art. And you think, oh my gosh, are they going to be able to get a job?
Right. Starving artist, burning paintings in the fireplace. Place to stay warm.
I worry about that too. I'm glad that neither one of my sons decided to do that. Of course, they had no talent in those areas because of me. But our kids have gone on, and what I've learned from that is our students that go on and study in the area of the visual arts are doing things that are very important to photography. They're doing web design. They're other design-type things that they're doing. They're making good livings. And because of the scholarships, they're coming out without student debt. So it's a pretty good deal.
And the Lakeshore Excellence Foundation was the first school-attached foundation in the region, I'm pretty sure. And by the way, that website is LEF, Lakeshore Excellence Foundation, LEFonline.org. So more information about that there. Is that, you know, one of the things that I really enjoyed, and I think it might be about the time that you came on board, is when you're driving through, and I was lying earlier, I do get out of St. Joe Benton Harbor quite often, actually.
We wish it was more often you'd get out of town.
Well, if you want to pay for it, Joe, I'd be glad to go lots of places. Nonetheless, is when you go through town and the banners hanging on the light poles of various students at the high school, I just think that's a wonderful community, family-oriented thing that we recognize the efforts that our students are putting forward.
I love that. When I got offered an opportunity to come out here and interview, of course, I got in the car and I drove over and I thought, I'm going to take a look at this little place they call Lakeshore. Because as we say, you can't find Lakeshore on a map.
No.
It doesn't exist. So you have to come and you have to live it. You have to feel it. And so I took the drive through town. And my first drive through town, that's the first thing I recognized, was the banners with our athletes that were, that were being celebrated by the community. And I thought to myself, this district is the community. It's the center of the community. And it's great, but it also puts a lot of pressure on a superintendent because you're carrying the burden of not just a school district, but a community as well.
Yeah.
And it's just, you know, great. Like you talked about the Excellence Foundation, our parents, other people within the community. It's just such a great supportive community. It's a group effort to make Lakeshore what it is.
Talk a little bit about your school board. Because, it takes great leadership among the staff, but the school board and volunteer people change over time as they, you know, decide to run and get nominated and elected. But your school board's been very consistent and very supportive as well.
Absolutely. I worked for a lot of school boards in my career, and this is by far the best school board that I've worked with and for. I always say I'm four votes away from the unemployment line every time we have a meeting. So
yeah, and there's only five people. That's not true.
There's seven. So I got some leeway there, but not a whole lot. We've had a great relationship. We spend a lot of time communicating with each other to talk about what our goals are and trying to set the course for the district. And they've given me the reins to the district and said, we hired you to do a job. We're going to stay out of your way as long as you're moving the district in the right direction. And that is the best kind of support that you can get from a Board of Education. They're very dedicated people. The time commitment that they put in, the love for the district, you know, if they weren't, you know, we have some Lakeshore grads that are on the board, but all of them were parents or our parents within the school district. They take their job very seriously, and they know that they also carry the burden of the district on their shoulders as well.
Excellent. Shall we take another break? You ready?
Phil, are you ready?
So timeline says we're ready.
We didn't prep you for this, but at the end of every show, there's a lightning round where I ask you three generally very random questions just to see how you think on your feet. I think you'll do fine, but...
Yeah, because he never goes to, like, what's the last book you read? It's never quite like that. It's more like, if real estate was a color, what color would it be?
Just some free-thinking questions. Although I think I have a couple of good ones for you.
All right, I'll do my best not to embarrass myself, the district, my family.
We'll be right back after a quick break on Real Talk About Real Estate.
You're listening to Real Talk About Real Estate, brought to you by CMG Financial, on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
Hey girl, you coming to the housewarming party next weekend?
Absolutely.
Wait, you guys bought a house?
I thought you said you were going to save up and it was going to take a while.
It was, but then we found out about Home Fund Me from CMG Financial in St. Joe. We were able to raise our down payment a lot faster than we thought.
No way.
What was that called again? Home Fund Me. That's H-O-M-E, fundme.com. The website tells you everything you need to know.
So this Home Fund Me thing is from CMG Financial? What's CMG Financial?
They're a mortgage company. That's all they do. So they're really, really good at it. Their office is in downtown St. Joe.
Awesome. I'm going to check them out.
Copyright 2018 CMG Financial. All rights reserved. CMG Financial is a registered trade name of CMG Mortgage Incorporated. NMLS number 1820 in most, but not all states. CMG Mortgage Incorporated is an equal opportunity lender. To verify our list of state licenses, please visit NMLSconsumeraccess.org.
Tired of renting? Visit CMGFI.com or call 269-932-0577.
You're listening to Real Talk About Real Estate, brought to you by CMG Financial, on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
Welcome back to Real Talk About Real Estate. The commercial breaks are so short. In the studio, Phil Freeman is the... we do use Phil, not just Philip, right?
That's correct.
Okay, I want to make sure, because I have, and I didn't
He's
ask permission
trouble,
ahead
John.
Of time.
It's not Philip Freeman. It's just Phil.
Just Phil.
Oh, it depends
just
on Phil. Who you talk to. You talk to my family. I don't know if anyone in my family ever called me Phil.
Mom didn't. Mom called you Philip.
Oh, and I was the third of three boys, and I was often called the other two names before she even got to me.
Joey, Benny, whatever.
Yeah, I have three sons. I'm the same way. Child of mine.
Yeah. Right.
Joe Daniels, John Wallace, Superintendent of Lakeshore Public Schools, Phil Freeman in the studio, and it's lightning round time, Joe.
All right, Phil. The first question I have is actually not an off the wall question like I usually ask. You know, we've talked about throughout the show the focus on academics, athletics, and arts at Lakeshore. You mentioned you like to attend a lot of events personally. That's important to you. You know, it's important to the kids. Just walk me through an 8-hour, well, if there is such a thing, walk me through a Phil Freeman day. What does that look like for you? Because it seems like there are a lot of plates in the air that you're able to successfully kind of keep rotating and give attention to everything appropriately.
8 hours a day in July and August, but not during the school year.
Yeah, you know, that's probably right on. I love 8-hour days in June, July, August sometimes, but the days are long. It's okay, though. You know, I guess I'm at a very good point in my life where I have my family's grown. My kids are out of the house. I'm not attending events for them anymore. So I have the opportunity to attend events with and watch other kids grow, which I think is really vital. So a day for me, I'm up very early in the morning. I'm a morning person. So I know you talked about being up earlier at 4 o'clock in the morning. I sometimes I see 4. It's closer to 4:30 most of the time. I'm come up. And I roll into work. I get a lot of stuff done at home before I go. Try to check out what emails I'm running into and other communications that I have to help, you know, see what problems and good things I have going on in the day. Then, unfortunately, there's a lot of paperwork to be done in this job. We're doing reports for the state all the time.
You're talking to two mortgage lenders. We understand the paperwork.
So you understand the paperwork. You know, I mean, register a kid for school anymore. It's crazy.
Oh, it's even more for you when it comes to not only the student enrollment reports, but also the grade reports and the multiple different grade levels and the MEEP tests that come through at different times for 4th, 7th, and 11th graders, as it were, and then reports back to the board, reports back to RESA, reports to the state, and reports to the feds.
And it's not just reporting. We have to analyze all this data before, and we got to make sense of it. And again, I like data, not as much as I like it more than most people do. And but I like to use it to help people, to interpret, to help people make decisions that are going to support our students. So then we have meetings. You know, I meet with our administrators because they're our leaders in the district and they guide our students. So, you know, and there's often meetings there. I meet with other superintendents so that we can, as a region, make some good decisions about what's going to be happening within the region. Meeting with parents, putting out fires. And, you know, one of the things that it's always been one of my philosophies is I like to get out of my office and into the buildings as often as I can. You know, a fireman doesn't put out very many fires sitting in the firehouse.
Right.
It's always been one of my philosophies. And a lot of times I'll be walking through buildings, someone say, hey, I was going to contact you, but you're right here. And they probably would have never gotten to the point where they contacted me. But if I make myself accessible, I'm able to help, you know, right there on the spot. Again,
right.
Put out some
and
fires.
Not to imply that you put out a lot of fires, but there's a lot of fire prevention that goes on in that, too, because you're visible and accessible and you can see things before they turn into something that you have to deal with.
Like to keep my finger on the pulse of what's going on in the district. So being out and about, you know, I get to the end of the day and a lot of activities. I love to pop in places. I love to pop in the wrestling room every once in a while. I got a couple good stories about that, maybe for a next show. But, you know, and then other activities, you know, watching the first Lego League, a robotics team, and doing things that are just amazing to me and learning things from them. They let me drive the robot this year. What a thrill that is for an old guy like me. So, and then, you know, then there's events that occur, whether it's going to a concert or whether it's going to some type of competition, a robotics competition or an athletic event, a musical. You know, I like to go to the musicals again. The productions are just fantastic. And the kids always say, thank you for coming. I say, thank you for the free show. one of the few perks of the jobs. I get opportunity to walk in for free because I'm supervising.
Well, and realistically, even though you are a superintendent, you get free admission. Admission for those shows is never expensive anyway.
No, it's generally $5 or something.
And it's pretty much just to offset the cost of the production.
Well, for instance, a high school musical at Lake Shore or anywhere else is generally going to cost somewhere between $15,000 and $20,000. So between the sponsors, even more depending on the show that you're buying, especially if it's got a Disney attached to it. But not only the Excellence Foundation, but I'm sure that there, if you look at the programs, be grateful for the donors who have sponsored money in there too, because it helps keeps the cost for if there's student-parent involvement for pay-to-play, for instance, which almost every district had to go to for athletics and and some of those other programs as well.
Second lightning round question. Have you ever worn a cape and run through the hallways uttering the phrase, I put the super in superintendent?
Funny you ask that.
Wait, really?
It is funny you ask that. I was in an elementary classroom last year, or is it 2 years ago now? And it was a second grade classroom, and they were asking me who I was. It was early in the year, and most of the kids know who I am by the end of the year because I'm in and out so much. But so I write my name across the board, is what we learn when we're teachers. Write your name on the board, and I put in Superintendent Freeman. Well, these are second graders. I said, that's a lot of letters in there. Let's take away some of these letters in the middle. So I crossed out Intendant, and I crossed out Free, and it came out to be Superman. And I said, you can just call me Superman.
That's fantastic. I'm going to call you Superman for the duration of the show.
I appreciate that.
So lightning round question number three, Superman, and this will be a kind of a heavier one, but you've been superintendent of Lakeshore Schools since 2013. What's been the biggest challenge you've overcome in those 5 years, and what's been your greatest success? And not just personally, but for the district, of course.
Well, it's always about us. I think that's really important, and I think the teamwork, you know, the team that we have in place is probably one of the biggest successes I've had. I've hired almost every building level administrator at this point. And we've been able to draw great candidates to our district, as we talked about before. And we share a philosophy about how we're going to go about doing our business. And our number one question is, How is this going to benefit kids? And I think one of the biggest challenges, I think one of the challenges that every school district faces is how do you continue to improve when resources are so tight? And we've been able to make the sacrifices we needed to make to be able to make good decisions financially and that focused on our programs and on our students. And we've been able to keep that kind of level, but it's really difficult to make some of the decisions that we try to make without having the resources to make them.
Sure, absolutely. And I think I'm going to segue out. That was really heavy, so we're gonna take it back lighthearted. Phil, we were talking off the air. You recently took a vacation up to Gaylord, Michigan. And John, you're about to take a golf trip to Gaylord. So I actually just want to hear you two talk about Gaylord and exchange some pro tips. Because John, you're going golfing, and Phil, you're up there enough that you have some pretty extensive knowledge of the area you can lay upon us, I think.
Good restaurants.
Good restaurants. Oh, my gosh. I don't want to offend anybody up there, but the 32 Tap Room. Okay. Is real. Their food is fantastic. It's attached to a diner called Diana's Delights, and they use the same kitchen.
I've been in Diana's.
It is good. They just produce some of the, you know, just wholesome, good food, good flavor, good balance with everything they have. Benetham's is very popular up there. That's down on Old 27. They call it at Seagull Lake Drive. They shouldn't change the names of these roads while I'm growing up.
You mean Main Street to Lakeshore Drive to Red Arrow Highway?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. I mean, two great places to eat. There's several Mexican restaurants up there that are, you know, I don't think I've ever walked into one that I haven't been excited about when I got in there. So it's a lot of good things. The Sugar Bowl has been there forever. That's a restaurant that's right downtown. It's always been a great place. And again, there are many places to go to there. The Chocolate House, if you don't go in there, you're making a big mistake. Some of the best caramel corn I've ever had. And their chocolates are fantastic as well. So good place to go.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, Phil. We're here with Phil Freeman, superintendent of Lakeshore Schools. You can check out more about Lakeshore Schools. Is it lakeshoreschools.org? Did I get that right?
We just changed that to try to make it easier for us. So,
okay.
So it is lpslancers.net. Let's get that right. lpslancers.net.
LPS, of course, Lakeshore Public Schools, lpslancers.net. You guys continually update the website with new information pertaining to all of the programs we've discussed throughout the show. Any parting words, Phil?
Thanks for having me here. It's always nice to brag about our district, but very proud of the traditions that we have and the direction that we're going.
And much like when you attend a musical at Lakeshore, it's not thank you. You know, you shouldn't thank us for having you. We should thank you for being here.
I appreciate it.
Have a great school year, and I hope you get a little more time off this summer because I know you don't get much.
I appreciate that, too. I will.
You've been listening to Real Talk About Real Estate, a weekly conversation about buying, building, listing, and financing homes in Southwest Michigan.
Satisfying a fundamental urge for a man to want his own roof and walls and fireplace.
Brought to you by CMG Financial. Questions can be sent to realtalk@wsjm.com.
Thank you. Goodbye now. Goodbye. Goodbye. Thank you. Goodbye.
CMG Financial, NMLS number 1820, an equal housing lender. Real Talk About Real Estate. We'll be back this same time next week on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.